Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
And there is an angry texter who is very upset that I apparently let you get away with your lead this morning, which we can get into in a second. I would just like to thank today's Dress Greg sponsor, which is Brennan Consulting from Burlington. Ed and Kim and Laureen, they made a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. I am wearing their shirt, and I would do that for your business. So if you want a cheap plug, a cheap ding, then you can just go to thegreghillfoundation.org/dressgreg, and I will wear anything. And don't forget about Dress Curtis coming up. Those of you who are cyclists and are willing to loan him your Lance Armstrong cycle gear, Dress Curtis is coming up for Halloween.
Is it in a Blue Collar Friday? Shouldn't that be coming up?
We should. We need another Blue Collar Friday.
I thought he was going to drive the buses.
Yeah, I mean, I suggested it'd be nice if he drove a school bus somewhere, but he doesn't seem to be that interested.
I'm working on my contract, so not in there as of yet.
All right, Ken's lead this morning at 6:30 was that Josh McDaniels has now taken a shot at Tom Brady with what he said yesterday.
What's this texture's issue?
Says that it was a shot at Cam Newton, and that you're obsessed in a negative way with Tom Brady.
Mm. Oh, I didn't even think about Cam.
I said that after you said it.
You did. Oh, sorry.
Mm. Yeah.
Jeez.
I'll consider that. I'll consider that.
You want to replay what Josh McDaniels said yesterday?
I don't really know where that football is or what have you. I know he's not. He's certainly not absorbed in. Selfish things or self-promotion. So I think he's it's more about the team and how he can help the team and how he can play better. So I don't know what happened with that, but I know that's his attitude and mindset.
He's talking, of course, about Mac Jones and that football from his first NFL touchdown.
Great point, Courtney. That is much more about Cam than
so?
Tom. Totally.
I think it's about both of them. It's a breath of fresh air for Josh McDaniels. You went from Tom Brady, who – you had to walk around on eggshells with because he would scream and yell at you if you did anything wrong. And then you went to kind of Cam Newton where it was about, like, you know, the Cam Newton and the 86 days and, like, the big personality. And now you got this guy, this young kid, and Mac Jones who's just there. All he wants to do is learn, you know. He don't want to spike footballs. Like, he has no emotion. He is a computerized robot that does everything you say. And I think when we had Charlie Weiss on it, he talked about it. He said, I would love to coach a guy like that because he's going to listen, do everything you tell him, and when you say go get the donuts, he's going to go get. There's not going to be no back talk.
But during the full battle that was going on here between Mac and Cam, wasn't the storyline that Josh McDaniels just doesn't like Cam Newton? Wasn't that a big part of it? Was that he loves Mac Jones?
Yes.
I mean, so that I would have
assumed it was more about what Mac Jones brings to the game.
Yeah,
and what Cam doesn't in his mind, or brings to the offense, what Josh McDaniels wants to do with the offense,
right,
as opposed to who's a bigger self-promoter.
Right. I don't think he wasn't threatened by Cam, Josh McDaniels, in the sense that it almost came off as, when Josh says that, it does seem like it's more about Brady, but a little bit with Cam in there, because now he doesn't have to worry about self-promoting a guy who is going to be, why was one of the reasons, and I think Foyer had the scoops, that Josh and Brady didn't get along, because Brady wanted to do things Brady's way. Remember, that was a big thing that we talked about here. So
it doesn't work out well when he does that.
Well, no, that was one of the big reasons that
there's no way that you're totally right, Coco. Why would he be referencing Brady right now? He's totally talking about Cam.
Well, it's both.
Funky Friday.
Yeah, it's both.
Why would it be both?
Because, as Wiggy said, breath of fresh air. He's had the last two guys have been self-promoters.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said?
Did Wiggy ever refer to Cam as a self-promoter when he was on the team?
Well, no. His personality was he liked to be out there.
I know, but did you ever call him a self-promoter when he was on the team?
Just my aura.
Yeah, but I didn't say this is what Josh McDaniels was saying.
But you're saying that he is a self-promoter.
Yeah.
Okay.
But did you hear what Josh said as an answer to the last question yesterday?
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
I don't know. I think a texter says, first time I've ever agreed with Wiggy. It's directed at both of them, because it's just a breath of fresh air having a kid like that.
It is. I told you, I can't remember what Foyer scoop was, but it was dealing with that Josh and Brady didn't get along, and that's why Brady...
Well, we saw that. I mean, they're arguing on the sidelines.
Right, but Brady wanted out more so because he felt like Josh, it was, I want my input to be heard. I want to say this is what we want to do, and Josh is like, no, we're doing this. And I think that was the... You know, that was the two Rams in the road meeting going. Josh being, hey, I've been around here a long time. I've been a part of your success. It's going to be my way. I'll let you input certain things. And Brady didn't want that. Where, like, now you see with Brady down in Tampa Bay, he's just shaking Byron Leftwich off. Like, nah, yeah, man, I'm calling what I want to call.
Right.
I can't believe McDonald's hasn't jumped on having a Mac Jones sauce. In New England, the Mac sauce should be a Mac Jones sauce.
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
Well,
let's start with winning a game.
Well, and then yeah, maybe but
yeah. What he should do is do what everybody's doing now, like Sweetie and all these rappers. And he should have been like, oh, I was a big fan. I had this special Mac meal I ate when I was at Alabama. It was a Big Mac. It was, you know, a side of fries and then like a milkshake. And then he could capitalize off of that.
But don't you think, Greg, behind the scenes after the game, McDaniels was high-fiving people like, we found him. We got our guy. We got the next Brady.
Yeah, I would assume. I don't know if he's thinking the next Brady, but he's thinking the guy. Do you think he's thinking the next Brady?
Yep. They loved it. They loved the demeanor. They loved the football. They loved the post-game. No, nothing.
I don't think the next Brady. I think we now have the guy that we can build and we can make our own Frankenstein. And who's going to do everything we tell him to do. He's going to say everything we want him to say. He's going to act.
Oh, man.
I know Brady hates this. He's going to act the way that we want him to act. And hopefully, by the time he gets to the status of where he could potentially turn the other way, you know, we've made enough strides and, you know, he's listened enough and we've had enough success.
This is Caleb from JP. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay? I'm on the speakerphone.
Yes.
Okay, great. Wiggs, I love you, my man, but I got two things I need to just address. This first thing is for the whole I'll start with you, Wiggs. The first thing that this idea that all Mac did the first game was check down. I feel like I must have been watching a different game. Mac really surprised me with his playmaking ability. He avoided pressure, threw a great ball downfield that was called back for a holding call. I mean, he surprised me with his playmaking ability, something he never had to show at Alabama, always having the better team. So I don't think he's a check down king. And my big point I wanted to call is I'm tired of hearing about talking heads talking about all this beef that was apparently existent between Brady and Belichick and McDaniels. It's all hearsay. No one has come forward with any legitimate proof these guys hated each other. Just because they argue on the sideline, they're competitors.
Yeah.
They want to win.
No, in
they
fact,
have high expectations.
In fact, to the contrary, Ty Law said yesterday that he thinks that Bill and Tom love each other.
Yeah, yeah, but Fourier's reported that.
I think all the proof points to that. There's no proof that points they don't like each other. Brady just made a business decision to go elsewhere, looked at the roster and said, I can't win a ring with this. So he went somewhere else. Why does it have to be beef? Why does it have to be drama?
But when you ask, Bill, when somebody asks Bill, hey, did you talk to Tom after the Super Bowl? Do you stay in touch? And he, you know, basically refuses to answer that. Is that just strategery, as George Bush would have called it? Or like, is that
in 3 weeks, Caleb, in 3 weeks, there's a book coming out by Seth Wickersham. It's been spread to some media members. And the rumbling is there is chock full of beef. And to the point that about a month ago, Tom Brady posted on Instagram that people who no longer can control you say things about you negatively so they control how others perceive you. That was an Instagram post on his story. And that is felt to be a direct shot at Bill Belichick before this book comes out. And part of the agreement that all these people spoke to Seth Wickersham is that he would wait to release the book until the week following the Patriots and Bucks game so they weren't asked about it beforehand. So I believe that those who are still on the fence, that there may not have been a beef, will be fully briefed when that comes out.
Do you think he'll talk about it in Man in the Arena?
I'm sorry reading that, but until it directly says something about Bill, which he never has.
Yes, it has. The whole story in 2017 has
been... Brady's never said, I don't like Bill. He's never said that.
Caleb, have you read Wickersham's story that started all of this about the incoming head-on collision that was Brady and Alex and Bill? I mean, everything he wrote in that story has proven to be accurate.
I don't believe so. I think that's a lot of hearsay and unnamed sources, and I think Bill is just running his infrastructure. This guy is not a legitimately hired member of our staff. He doesn't get to go wherever he wants. If you want to have him take care of you, have him take care of you on your own time, your own place. That to me is not beef. It's, hey, this is how I run my joint.
Right.
Well, exactly. Yeah. That is fine. I mean, he's perfectly well within his rights to do that as a head coach and general manager. But as an employee, Tom Brady was irked by it.
What were you asking whether it will be addressed in Man in the Arena?
Correct.
When that documentary airs? No.
You don't think
no.
he'll even mention
no.
Bill?
No. No. Brady, listen. And I,
he's probably going to mention his love for the equipment manager at Michigan.
Right. Like, Brady's biggest gift is also sometimes his biggest curse, is that, and that's the fact that he's such a nice guy and it always wants to be positivity. See, I think it's, like, beef is the word. If you want to use that word, you can use that word.
Great. Now I have to have beef for lunch.
A good roast beef sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's more about any time a relationship like that comes to an end, there's some type of drama there. They might not hate each other, but there's got to be some type of drama there that they don't see eye to eye. And it was the same thing with Josh McDaniels and Brady. Brady got to a point where the way that they did business over there, he did not like that and want to deal with that no more because of where he was in his life and his career. He wants to be, hey, this is my team. Here's how we do things here, which he has now in Tampa Bay. He and they loves it down there because he has a head coach that goes, okay, Tom, we're going to do things your way, where Bill, I'm the one who found you. We do things my way. And that causes a problem when two people get to a certain status.
Professionally, then I go on and I play under Bill Belichick. Greg Hardin was a great mentor in college. He was our sports psychologist for our team. I'm sure I'm missing others.
But we've had Tom versus time. We've had his Howard Stern interview right after he left the Patriots. What is going to be different then about Man in the Arena? There's got to be some type of difference.
It's just going to be pictures of him as a kid.
No, he's got to say something.
When has he ever said anything?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The time's
what
now.
What I say versus what I think are two totally different things. I would say 90% of what I say is probably not what I'm thinking.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, I tend to, now that I hear it again, agree with Courtney, where I think that's a shot. If it's a shot, it's a shot at both of them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it's a shot at Cam Newton most recently, and maybe there's a Tom Brady shot in there somewhere. Here is Ken and what is trending right now this morning.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now, brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer. It's the only hard lemonade seltzer made by hard lemonade experts. Available at Cappy's Norwell, 104 Washington Street. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. McDaniel's also addressing yesterday Mac and whether he's too hard on himself. Pretty interesting answer here about his demeanor.
He's a very competitive guy. He wants to win at everything that he's doing. He wants to perform his best every single day on every single rep. I think that's a great trait and a great quality to have, not only as a football player, but as a human being. We're fortunate that he feels that way. I think relative to, you know, pushing himself and demanding the most from himself, I think that's obviously the number one way to lead. You know, you show everybody else that you're going to hold yourself to a very high standard.
And talking, I think, Wiggy, that's talking about, you said the dog in him.
Mm-hmm.
McDaniels is saying that's what we want, right? We want him to lead by example and pull the rest of the team
Let's
up with
him. Let's see
some
of that dog.
So, Jets will be a good start. I think he'll throw for like 350 this week.
Odds are Bill does not lose to a rookie quarterback. So, I mean.
Yeah, but Tua is technically a rookie quarterback.
No, he's not.
I mean, you know, he didn't play a ton. So, all right, you lost to Tua. Now you should be able to beat a Zach Wilson in that Jets team, and that's what the expectations are. But they cannot lose that game. Two division games back-to-back. Oof.
Rookie coach and quarterback.
Yeah.
I believe John Anderson has a column at EEI.com about this. I think Bill is 7-1 against rookie coach quarterback tandems.
At home, he's 13-0, right?
Against just the quarterbacks?
Against quarterbacks, yeah, rookie quarterbacks at home.
Red Sox broke a 2-2 game in the eighth, broke it open with a 5-run inning. Kyle Schwarber, the hero last night after being the GOAT the night before with an error, but last night bases clearing double to the alley and right. He was personally on an 0-for-16 skid before that. Verdugo, 2-run homer, made it 7-2, 8-4 the final. And your Red Sox, Greg, now in a virtual 3-way tie with the Yankees and Blue Jays for the 2 wild card spots. New York handled Baltimore. Toronto was shut out by Tampa. So 15 games to go for Boston. One more with Seattle today. 4:10, your first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
Yeah, I heard Lou say day before yesterday on the afternoon show that his big concern is Toronto, really. He's not concerned about the Yankees, which, I don't know, you have that series, you have that end of the regular season. But he was talking about how Toronto is peaking at the right time.
Right, but the Yankee series is going to determine whether or not you make the playoffs, I believe, because you play the Yankees, and then the Yankees play Toronto. So if you can really put yourself in a good position there, and then when the Yankees go to play Toronto.
The Yankees also have the Rays at the end of the season, right?
Yeah, they do. Three with Tampa. Curtis is right, though. They may have clinched by then. They have three in Boston, three in Toronto, and then three against Tampa.
But tough finish for the Yankees. You don't play Toronto. Like, the Yankees, if you're a Yankees fan right now, you're probably, you know, not that you got a huge smile on your face, but you got to be feeling good because you get the Red Sox and you get Toronto. Like, those two series, like, you can create a lot of distance for yourself. If you're the Red Sox, you go, all right, it's about what we do when we play the Yankees, the same way Toronto's fans would be looking at when they play the Yankees. That's where you really want to win that series. If you could sweep the Yankees series, you put yourself in a great position.
Tampa wins the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning win the Stanley Cup. And this morning, the Tampa Bay Rays are likely the favorites to win the World Series.
Imagine if they had a basketball team down there.
They should add one. As long as Brady's there, they'll win.
4:10, first pitch today with Tanner Houck on the mound. Chris Sale cleared for Friday's return at Fenway. And that's
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's trending now.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm working right here because we drink it. Okay, just shoot it up, Corny. Let's go. Let's
do this. Cheers. On WEEI.
I don't know what you heard about me. Put up, can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a B-I-M-B. I don't know what you heard about me. Put up, can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a B-I-M-B.
Not sure if I saw it in the Twitch chat or it was a text, but a great suggestion for Blue Collar Friday. Curtis should be slinging Traderade at that brewery in Rhode Island. Maybe on the Friday before week four of the NFL season.
Let's do a remote at the brewery.
Okay.
Friday before that game. Okay. And I'll serve Traderade to anybody that comes in.
Okay. All right.
With a Brady jersey on?
And the donations will go to a charity, which is known as my bank account.
All right. I think that's a good idea. Are they in Providence?
Yes.
What's the name of that brewery?
Smug.
Smug Brewery? Right.
Fitting for me, I guess, too.
That would be perfect for you. All right. I mean, we haven't done a show in Providence.
It's in Pawtucket, looks
Oh, it's
like.
In Pawtucket.
Yes.
Ooh,
we'll
Even
go
better,
see
the bucket.
Smug Brewing Company.
Yeah. We can get a couple cabinets while we're down there. You know what the cabinet is?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, that's a Pawtucket thing, the cabinet. You ever had a cabinet?
Mm-mm.
You haven't?
No.
It's a drink. It's a beverage. Coffee milk.
Oh, coffee milk is delicious.
We're in Rhode Island. We can help Ken spot Foxy Lady.
There we go.
Is it still open, the Foxy Lady?
I'll ask Mobon.
It's got to be open.
Ken's, it's weird. He's a big strip joint guy and a big Disney guy.
Right?
Jesus. A Disney guy.
Both right. Pre-marriage.
And he goes to both of those places by himself. He's sitting on pervert row.
Which is worse.
By the way, Pawtucket.
Strip club all day long.
Bad news, Pawtucket. You lost the paw socks, but you get me serving beer.
Now Pawtucket? I want coffee milk, though. Coffee milk is so good. If you haven't had it, one of my college roommates for her wedding, that was part of her dessert.
Oh,
coffee
really?
Milk.
What is coffee milk?
It's like chocolate milk, but it's coffee milk.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello there.
What's up? What's
Greg,
up, Brian?
You guys, your show is ruining the rise of Mac Jones because every time I hear his name, I hear that Mac Jones in my sauce, and it drives me nuts. So how much money will it take? How much of a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation for you to destroy that soundbite?
I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
She's his biggest fan,
about.
Though.
She loves him.
Yeah, that's Donald.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we could. I don't think we could ever get rid of that drop.
Yeah, she's his biggest fan.
Well, I have a proposal then. If Mac Jones wins Rookie of the Year, can you destroy it after that?
Yes. If that happens,
perfect.
Yes.
That's a shining moment on the show.
Oh, yeah. She's a huge fan of Mac Jones.
Somebody had tweeted when the last time we played it, too, asking for it as a ringtone. So people love it or they hate it.
She's a huge fan.
Well, now in the Twitch chat, I'm being called out with my description of what a cabinet is.
What is a cabinet?
By no one less than Crap Face Ninja.
Oh, it's my mom.
You know Crap Face Ninja, Curtis?
Yep.
In the
Big
Twitch
fan.
Chat.
So what is a cabinet?
Says, cabinets are not coffee milk, you lunatic.
Hmm.
No, it's like a coffee milk or a shake or something like that. It's coffee something.
A cabinet in Rhode Island is not something you have in your kitchen, but another word for milkshake.
Yeah.
So, it's the Newport Creamery Awful Awfuls cabinets are traditionally milkshakes made with ice cream, syrup, and milk.
No.
That's what it says.
Milkshake does not, this drives me nuts. A frap has ice cream in it with milk. Milkshake is just milk and the syrup.
That's where the confusion lies.
Well, a cabinet. A cabinet seems to have ice cream syrup and milk.
Huh?
A cabinet seems to have ice cream syrup and milk.
Then it's poorly named because it is not a milkshake. A milkshake has syrup and milk. It drives me nuts when people describe a milkshake as having ice cream in it. It does not.
Yeah, I'm a frap girl.
Well, wait a second. Is it a frap? I thought a milkshake had ice cream in it.
I want a milkshake. I want potato.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You go there.
The name, it's in the name. Like, this drives me crazy. Things are in the name. Milk, shake it. That's a milkshake. That's what it is. You shake it. You can't shake a frap because it has ice cream in it. You have to blend it. God.
See, I thought a frap was when you put the
ice cream
in the soda. What's that?
No, that's called an ice cream soda. No, that's not a float.
What do you mean?
What's wrong with you people?
Ice cream into root beer is a root beer float.
Ice cream soda
triggered Greg.
Ice cream soda is coffee. Like if you're going to get a coffee ice cream soda, coffee syrup, milk, soda water, club soda, and ice cream. A float is with soda and vanilla ice cream. My mom used to call it a brown cow.
Wait, isn't that what I just said?
No.
That you put ice cream into soda.
You said a float. You said a float was an ice cream soda.
No, ice cream and soda.
In soda, like the brands, like
a root beer,
Coca-Cola root beer. Then you call it a root beer float.
Right.
Ice cream soda is a different thing. It has syrup, chocolate, strawberry, whatever it is.
So if I go to Richardson's ice cream,
yum,
and I say, all right, I want a cookie dough milkshake.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. So I got to say cookie dough frap.
Well, yeah. A milkshake on dictionary, a cold drink made of milk, a sweet flavoring such as fruit or chocolate, and typically ice cream whisked until it's frothy.
Ooh. Where's my ice cream?
All right. So it seems like you're wrong, Greg, on this.
No, I'm
snobby
no,
food,
I'm
Greg, is wrong.
I am correct. Look at Sports Nuts in the Twitch chat. My mistake, Gerg is right.
What about D's Nuts?
Yeah, I mean, it may vary from area to area or something like that, but I'm just telling you how it's been my entire 54 years that I have lived here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Frap has ice cream, milkshake
so what
does
do you,
not.
So when you go to McDonald's and you want a chocolate shake, do you say I want a chocolate frap?
I don't go to McDonald's to get it. No disrespect to McDonald's. I don't get a shake there. I go to, like, J.P. Licks.
Oh, yum. Great spot.
Have you tried the J.P. Licks salted caramel Oreo?
Oh, no.
It is the best thing that has been foisted upon the population of this region in 30 years. The best.
All right.
Try it.
Have you ever had gummy bears with...
I don't like gummy bears.
Oh, gummy bears and ice cream is so good, and I get ridiculed all the time for it.
Gummy bears are...
Greg, you're so condescending.
I know. It's like I can't even finish my sentence.
Because that's snobby food, Greg.
Yeah.
This is Peter. Hello, Peter.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Well, by the way, hold on. Sure. Ken, may I call now for a soda jerk rejoin after the break from Buffalo Tom? Go ahead. Yes, Peter.
I just wanted to clear up the whole milkshake thing. I assume you guys have all seen the movie Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so Uma Thurman orders a $5 shake, and John Travolta says, it's milk, it's ice cream, and it's $5. So I unfortunately, Greg... You know, Wiggy's got pickles. Now you have milkshake.
You can go to various sources. I generally don't go to film, although I love film. I don't go to film as a source. I'm the gatekeeper when it comes to the food things. I mean,
are you a gatekeeper of the food things when you've been wrong on a lot of food things?
Who is a source you would trust on this?
J.P. Licks, the headquarters.
Okay.
I would like them to call.
What about Ben or Jerry? Are the two of them available?
Yeah. I would trust them.
Oh, Jerry's calling in.
Curtis's boy. What was his name? Frank the Ice Cream Man?
Frank.
Yes. Well, what about Frank?
I want to get Frank on the line.
Get him on
Frank.
The phone. Get him on the Harbor One hotline.
Also, rejoin should be Milkshake.
By Khalees?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it Khalees?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
And they're like.
Hold on a second.
Sports.
Okay. Get him on the phone, stat.
All right, sports.
Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's happening, David?
Morning, crew.
Morning.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
I got to agree with you 100%.
Because
if you go to a convenience store and you buy a Nestle Quick chocolate milk, It says right on the bottle, a milkshake.
I never noticed that. I thought that was just the chocolate milk.
If, let me ask you this question, Curtis, Wiggy, anybody who is objecting to my take on this. If a milkshake includes ice cream, what is the purpose of the term frap?
I always assumed that frap meant that it was thicker, but that would make...
Thicker?
Was there some kind of limit
on how much ice cream can be put into a shake?
I am about to back up your claims.
Okay, thank you.
Well, now, do I want to now?
Yes, yes, you should.
I always thought that fraps were thicker than milkshakes, but that would make sense that it's only milk and syrup in a milkshake.
Correct.
And ice cream in a frap. So yes, that does make sense when I think about it that way.
I just thought frap was another term that they use for milkshake.
Why would they need another term?
I don't know.
They had milkshake.
Listen, when I was growing
up. That sounds ridiculous.
When I grew up, we called that tonic. In other places of the South, they call it soda pop. So I thought frap was just another form of milkshake for somebody else. I've always thought that a milkshake was something to do with ice cream in it, and you went and it was there was ice cream milk in it and blended with some type of blender.
Well, here's an expert on the text line who worked at Crescent Ridge Dairy in Sharon for years during high school. Milkshake does not include ice cream. Perhaps do. So it's confirmed.
Okay.
All right.
So what are there no other flavors then of milkshakes? So can you just only get chocolate?
No, you can get chocolate, vanilla. Strawberry, vanilla.
That's it? Those are the only three?
Yeah.
There's probably coffee syrup.
You could go get if you want to add banana ice cream or something like that, then it's a banana chocolate frap.
I enjoy milkshakes, but not that many.
So then all those places like Friendly's and Dairy Queen, when you go in there and you say, okay, give me an Oreo milkshake, those are all wrong? Yep. Or Sonic, yep. Who's...
No, I think they're just putting they're putting Oreos into vanilla milk.
And Sonic, they add ice cream. If you go to Sonic is like the king of the milkshake.
I've actually never been to Sonic.
And they have a ton of different flavors.
Do we have any Sonics around here?
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Now, what is the egg cream?
Oh, awful. That sounds gross.
You ever heard of that? That's something you get it from
like
a soda
eggnog?
Jerk.
No, I don't even know.
Is that like an eggnog?
I find it gross.
I don't know. Egg cream is like something that you can get from a soda jerk.
I have no idea.
What's a soda jerk?
Soda jerk is the guy who works in the soda shop.
Is this 1850?
Yeah, right. I'm like in a time.
What the hell is a soda shop?
You've never heard of a soda shop?
No, I'm with Curtis. Is this like 1850?
Yeah. You got to go to the soda shop in Ocean Park. It brings you back to an innocent period of time.
I know, but what is the soda shop, though? You can't just tell us
we got
to go.
You go there and you get yourself an ice cream soda.
Cans of soda.
And you get this, if you're an attractive woman, you get discovered by some sort of Hollywood agent or something. I think that's what happened with Marilyn Monroe.
That's one of those. Johnny's and Newton. That reminds me of like
Johnny's
what you're
and
talking
Newton
about.
Is the best.
Yeah, it's so good. They have good fraps.
So multiple floats.
I was just there like 2 weeks ago
really?
At Johnny's.
Really? I haven't been since college. I got to get back there.
That place is the best.
Oh, what's that place that's going to be?
Johnny's Luncheonette, $15 for a ham sandwich.
We should ask the people tomorrow who are bringing.
I ran into to Doc Brown while I was in there. What?
We should ask the people tomorrow who are bringing the breakfast. Didn't you say the Shake Shack?
Yeah, Shake Shack. We
don't they? And their biggest thing, like burgers and.
Well, they probably know because they have shakes.
Right,
they're calling it shakes, but that's their mistake.
We don't need roads.
All right, we got to take a break.
What a segment.
Whatever. It's not my fault. You dragged us down there. We'll be
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right back. Thank you, Ken, the great Buffalo Tom. What is going on with this mayoral election? I'm confused because there were clear winners that were going to move on at 5 or so a.m. this morning, and now there are no clear winners. Well, how is this happening in our country over and over again when it comes to elections?
Okay, Broward County has just been counted.
I just
205 out of the 255 precincts have reported, which means 50 precincts. It's freaking 9 in the morning the next day. Wake up, people. Haven't reported. But 26,924 votes. In second place, acting mayor Kim Janey.
Uh-oh.
19,072 votes.
She was out of the thing.
Following.
Okay.
Following acting mayor Kim Janey, we have Andrea Joy Campbell, the Globe's endorsed.
Uh-oh.
17,717.
She's another one who conceded.
Hey, I'm just reporting the news, Bob. Don't yell at me.
Where is my candidate?
Next, Jermaine Wiggins, 17,000. No.
Uh-oh.
And I guess this would be fourth place. Anissa Asaibi George, 17,696. She is 21 votes behind Andrea Joy Campbell and a couple thousand behind acting mayor Kim Janey.
That took a turn.
Where are these votes appearing from?
There was a delivery late last night in Jamaica Plain, they're reporting. So.
All right. Well, I guess it's going to go down to the wire.
That's what it seems. Doesn't every election go down to the wire?
In Boston, usually. No, it's one guy running by himself.
They used to be able to declare. The internal polling data that they used to have was pretty accurate, and they used to be able to tell you on election night.
Right.
Because they had their own data, which I'm sure they still do. But suddenly that data is not accurate.
Curtis, Boston is now a woke city, so we have to change what we used to do. Because our new mayor's got to kind of blend in like every other mayor throughout the country in major cities.
The ballot was biodegradable.
Curtis, they're saying that just updated again, whatever reporting you're
Jesus Mary. All right. What am I, Joe Shortsleeve in here?
And don't trust Curtis. He's been saying all morning Brady was offensive player of the week. He wasn't. It was Matt Stafford. Okay. He's now retweeting it from the show account despite it not being true.
Okay, well, Shannon Sharp reported it. I trusted Shannon. They did an entire hour on Brady winning offensive player of the week. What am I supposed to do?
You think Stafford is the best quarterback playing right now to not win a Super Bowl?
To not win a Super Bowl?
Wow.
Guys that are at that, guys are right, that, I'm are trying at to that, think. That length of time career-wise.
Yeah, he's better than Matt Ryan, definitely.
You think he's better than Matt Ryan? Yeah, yes. He's probably a little bit better than him. Yeah, I would say, because when you think about how many guys do you think that have been in the league for 10-plus years that have been at the top of the, or, you know, considered one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL that haven't won a championship? There's not many.
Right.
I mean.
Whoa. The owner of Smug Brewing Company has called the show. Uh-oh. Obviously upset with Curtis's lead this morning. His name is Rob. Rob from Providence. Hello, Rob.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up?
I'm just, you know, making beer. Curtis, getting it out there for the people.
Did you hear Curtis? He went right at you this morning at 6:30 and declared it pathetic that that there is a Traitorade beer in honor of Brady and Gronk.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's pathetic. I think that's just like how we feel right now.
Agreed.
I love the name.
Sounds too. Good too.
Traitorade.
Yeah.
Goes good because they are traitors.
Are you selling a lot of it? Are angry, bitter New England Patriots fans buying a lot of the Traitorade?
I mean, yeah, we are selling a lot. It's very popular, but it's not bitter. It's sour and salty, just like we are right now.
Right. I see.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Now, do you think that on the Friday before Week 4, we could have Curtis down there for Blue Collar Friday, and he could be slinging Traitorade all morning long? Is that what time do you guys open up at the brewery?
We could open up early if we want to, but the thing is, when you're at a brewery, you have to drink at a brewery, so that's just the rules.
Yeah, of course.
Can't make it.
Oh.
You got to give him the non-alcoholic. Give him the.
I guess we can get you regular Gatorade.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. I stay hydrated on Patriots fans' tears, so I'll be just fine.
Get him the Brady Dick Donald beer, the non-alcoholic one.
I think we should try to do it, but we'll reach out to you later. I'm glad you called though.
Yeah, no problem. You could just email us or whatever.
Okay, we'll drink for Curtis.
For Brady.
Yeah, we'll drink for Curtis.
We can get Ty Law to join us, too, because Ty's down there a lot.
Does Ty drink?
He turned Courtney into a complete alcoholic in an hour yesterday.
No, you made it seem way worse. I was just taking little sips.
I'm working right here because we drank it. Okay. Shoot it up, Courtney. Yep.
All right, Rob. Nice work on the Traitorade.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob.
So would you say Stafford over, like, Dak Prescott?
But I think Greg was saying, like, guys who've been in the league like 10 years, yes.
Yeah.
Dak isn't at that level yet. I think it's probably Stafford, Matt Ryan. It was Phillip Rivers until he retired. I don't even know. Who else is a long-tenured quarterback?
That hasn't won? Dan Marino.
No. Saying that's currently playing. Yeah, I think
Lamar Jackson.
Still not even him. So, yeah, I'd probably say Stafford. He's got a team, though, this year.
He does have a team. This is Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Jay?
Courtney, I'm so upset with you.
Why?
There was a soda storm in Lowell for a million years.
Oh, you are right. Isn't it right across from the
sounds like somebody's a little fraudulent.
No, the courthouse. Wasn't it right across from the courthouse?
Right across from the courthouse and the other Lowell Staples Center in Lowell is the Tower News.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling them in the break the best ice cream shop is Meadowlands.
Oh, that's Meadowlands is untouchable.
Yes, untouchable. See,
untouchable.
But you're completely right, Jay. I did screw that up. I think they actually filmed a movie in that soda shop.
They did. It was actually all original from the 1930s before it closed.
Yeah. Oh. Yep.
You made up for it, Courtney.
Yep.
Good save.
Good save.
That's really interesting.
I'm like, oh man.
Breaking news. John Barros has just pulled into the lead with 70% of the votes.
Do not lie. We have an update. Yep. And currently, your girl is now back in second place.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
22,771.
Okay.
And she is now 2,000, almost 3,000 votes ahead of both Kim Janey and Andrea Campbell.
How did that happen in a minute?
I'll tell you how it happened. Somebody went to the mimeograph machine and ran off a whole bunch of ballots. That's how that happened.
You almost partied for nothing last night.
I know. Can you imagine?
What a tragedy that would have been.
I'm trying to get a mayor who will honor their commitment to come on this program. once a month, and she will do it. All right, we got to take a break, but we will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.